I was coming out of a meeting earlier this morning, and I got word that Peter Sackham had passed away at the age of 83, former ambassador, served in the Marines, grew up in Jersey, had a toughness to him. If you met him and did not know him, you might be taken back by how he would come across. But for those that had a chance to get to know Peter Sackham, he was amazing. There was a side to him that was abrasive, but the core of him was about helping others, was about his family first, then his friends. He loved this country. He didn't like being political, but he was proud to be a Republican. And he had friends like George Bush and Dick Cheney and Mr. DeVos and Mr. Van Andel and Kirk Gibson, Izzo, D'Antonio. It seemed like he knew everybody. And when I first met him, I was just beginning the huge network. Matt Hanlon from Old Citadel Broadcasting was my boss, and he introduced me to Peter, and Peter took us down for a Michigan State basketball game. Peter knew everybody, and this is, you know, I'm going to say 17 years ago. And we go, I think, to Dagwood's for a burger. And then Peter's taking us, you know, we're meeting everybody, met Izzo for the first time, right? And then after the game, we go to George Perlis's house for scotch, which I don't drink scotch, but being the gentleman I had to be in that situation, I took one sip of that, and I was like, you know, scotch on the rocks. And there's King George Perlis, and Sekia, and Matt Hanlon. And from there, a relationship started where there was something about the connection that Hanlon and me had with Peter Sackham. Perlis Sackham, Kelly golf outing to benefit Special Olympics. That was the, hey, we'll get involved in Hanlon and we're talking and we're going to do live broadcast. And we were there every year from that point until last year when they didn't have it because of the pandemic. Man, and along the way, you know, Peter introduced me to Izzo. He tried to bridge a gap with D'Antonio, but me and D'Antonio never did and never will see eye to eye. But Peter respected that. Izzo still respects it. And you moved on. We would get into Peter's jet and fly to the Izzo Mooch golf event up in Iron Mountain. Yeah, that was amazing. That's where they raised that, I think, $1 million for a couple of golf tournaments back-to-back years to build a training and weight room for Iron Mountain High School. And we'd pile into a private jet and fly through the mountains and land sideways there in Iron Mountain. Go out with Mooch and Izzo and Kirk Gibson. Hanlon and I, they had a little neighborhood corner bar, an Italian neighborhood in Iron Mountain, thus Izzo and Mariucci. And I'll never forget, just it was the boys hanging out. So the next morning I woke up, went down for breakfast at, you know, we're staying at Holiday Inn Express or something like that in Iron Mountain, and I'm going to do my, playing the golf tournament and to do my show, right? And Mooch had always had big names, so did Izzo at this golf event in Iron Mountain. Well, I go down to the, you know, get some cereal, banana, yogurt, whatever, and there's one table left. And I had seen Gibson the night before, but I don't think he recognized me, so he's sitting there like eating a bagel. And I sit down, and he won't say a damn word to me. And I don't know how to start the conversation. And then Seki walked in and said, "That's the first time I've ever seen you quiet, Simonson." He had a big heart. He really did. I watched how he treated my children. When my kids were born, there was a teddy bear tree. Teddy bear tree on my doorstep waiting when I came home. It would be with, was it Ava? No, it was Ace. Just a huge teddy bear tree. And every time my kids were around him, he treated them like they were his grandkids. He would yell at them. He would hug them. He'd tell them to put the cover back on the hot tub or don't jump in the pool or make too much noise when we would see him out at his lake house. And his wife, Joan Secchia, she had the aura and still does of a first lady, of a Jacqueline Onassis. And Peter earned everything he built up through Universal Forest Products. He earned every damn dime. He lived the American dream. I remember one time he called me and he said, hey, this is, I'm going to say it's 12 years ago. He goes, hey, will you speak at my funeral? I'm like, what? I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, I'm going in for some surgery. Will you speak? And then I'm joking with him. I go, well, who do I follow? With everybody he knows, right? I was just joking. And then he's like, well, hell, I got Izzo. I got, you know, he's going through a list and Bush and Cheney. And I'm like, man. I go, yeah. I go, what's going on? And I think he had some carotid artery surgery and everything went fine. And then I did agree to speak at when the downtown Grand Rapids Opera honored him. And it was a big fundraiser for the opera. And I got up there to speak. And I joked about how big his deck was at his house, that Universal Forest Products stock probably dropped after he built it. And Peter, less than a week later, sent me the receipt that he actually paid for it, that it wasn't. Those of you that knew Peter, he would become obsessed with something like that. And I'm just joking. And then when they christened Millennium Park, which is his vision and an unbelievable place for now and for generations to come in Grand Rapids, and they had a big shindig with, you know, Rich DeVos spoke, you know, Bill Curry, who with Peter, they built Universal Forest Products into a billion-dollar company. And he had everybody there. So Jenny Seifert, the PR firm, said, well, you're going to follow Mr. DeVos. They maybe want you to, you know, liven up, you know, crack a few jokes. Well, Mr. DeVos just, the late Rich DeVos started talking about, because it was at a boathouse where this event, all the tables were, and he talked about the Coxman and how Peter always loved Coxman who had boats, and he's telling these blue type of jokes, and he's killing it. The place is going crazy. I look at Bill Curry, I said, I'm not following him. You go. I said, Rich DeVos normally wasn't that funny. Yeah, so it was, he opened some doors for me, and I met people that I never would have had the opportunity. And he would talk about what my strengths were and where I needed to work on things as a father, his opinions on my show, as a broadcaster. But he would balance with talking about the good things privately with things that he thought I had to work on. He helped a lot of people and never wanted the publicity. You ever hear that story about the raccoon that the girl's face was in West Michigan was tore up by a raccoon? I think, you know, a baby was sleeping in a crib. Someone left a window open. It was a warm summer night. And where his office was in downtown Grand Rapids, there was a plastic surgeon a couple floors up. He got into the elevator, and there is this woman holding a baby. And Peter took care of all of the plastic surgery cost for that kid. Didn't want publicity. Those were the things he did. Look at downtown Grand Rapids. The vision with the DeVos's, with Rockford Construction, with John Wheeler, with Orion Construction, with some of the Maneys, the Van Andels, the medical mile. He was a giver, not a taker. And he meant a lot to so many people. I know Tom Izzo loves him. And he could get, you know, surly to a point that we would have our moments and a few up yours back and forth. But as you get older, as life comes at you, as you get more grandchildren and your kids grow up and things change, you don't hang out as much with friends as you did previously. But there's one thing I'll say at his beach house that I did see. On a wall that had photos of him with President Ford, with Izzo, with D'Antonio, with Bush, with Cheney. On that wall, I saw a picture of me, him, Izzo, Mooch, and Matt Hanlon at one of the golf tournaments, all holding a adult beverage with our arms around each other. And I thought, just to the left of that is Air Force One, and Peter walking off of that with Joan, and there's my photo. A kid who grew up in Burton Heights. Didn't grow up with a lot. Peter didn't have a lot either. He made himself into what he is today, and he helped set up his family in Grand Rapids and Michigan State and the Michigan State Medical School. There were a lot of great times with that man. A lot learned, and he lived the American dream until he died. He did. It was simple that I posted on Facebook. Peter loved his family, country, friends, and MSU. And he will be missed. And God bless the Sackett family.